Modified casino smoking ban in Rhode Island casinos approved. Rhode Island lawmakers have approved a modified ban on smoking within the state's two casinos. It's the culmination of a long-running debate over indoor air quality for casino workers, but the outcome is not what many wanted. The new legislation, passed during the final hours of the 2025 legislative session, eliminates the blanket exemption previously granted to casinos under the state's indoor smoking ban. However, the measure includes compromises that allow limited smoking to continue within designated areas of each casino. The bill, amended in the Senate following negotiations with Bally's, the operator of both Rhode Island casinos, permits each venue to maintain a single designated smoking lounge. These lounges will be the only locations where smoking is allowed indoors. The rest of the gaming floor will become smoke-free. The smoking ban provisions will not take effect until January 1, 2027. Providing both casinos time to adapt to the new regulations and prepare for implementation. Supporters of a complete smoking ban had pushed for immediate and comprehensive removal of indoor smoking at Bally's Twin River in Lincoln and Bally's Tiverton. However, the final version of the bill reflected a compromise influenced by labor unions and the casino operator. Representative Teresa Tanzi, who initially sponsored the smoking ban legislation in the House, asked for her name to be removed from the bill after the amendments were introduced. She cited the decision of the Laborers International Union, which represents many Bally's employees, to accept the modified proposal as a key factor in the shift. Anti-smoking lobbyists achieve modified victory. Casino workers and public health advocates had long lobbied for a total end to indoor smoking in gaming establishments, citing health risks associated with secondhand smoke. The partial ban still represents the first legislative victory for their efforts after years of unsuccessful attempts. While not the comprehensive measure originally envisioned, it will substantially reduce indoor smoking exposure for employees once it takes effect in 2027. Bally's has expressed concerns about the potential economic impact of a complete smoking ban. The company argued during legislative hearings that eliminating smoking entirely could result in a significant loss of revenue and jobs. Bally's spokeswoman Patty Doyle stated that confining smoking to a lounge and delaying the implementation would help mitigate some of the anticipated financial effects. The company had previously requested financial compensation in response to smoking restrictions but did not receive the funding it sought from lawmakers. The legislation allowing continued smoking in controlled areas comes alongside other changes affecting Bally's operations. On the same day lawmakers approved the casino smoking bill, they also passed a bill that permits Bally's to offer live-streamed casino table games for simulcast gaming outside of Rhode Island. This new capability is expected to open additional revenue streams, particularly from international markets such as the United Kingdom. Other legislative developments during the final day of the session included the approval of a $14.3 billion state budget, the banning of payday lending, and numerous housing-related bills. Despite the broader scope of legislation, the debate and final resolution of the casino smoking issue stood out as a landmark moment for casino labor advocates and public health stakeholders across the state.